Yeah, what's up, man? You already know. I got at you.
Oh, my God. It's Mr. Shy City, man.
What's up, dog?
Whoa. Oh, my God. What's going on? I had no idea. I had no idea you were going to call. I thought we missed you.
Nah, man. You know what? Dog, I just hopped on the end. I've been out playing Madden 10 all day. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, fuck. I got to get off this shit.
Yeah. So, Shy City, it's been a while. You've been on the show once before. You've taken to doing live shows now.
Oh, that Blog TV? Yeah, man. Hey, man, real talk. That shit is starting to be more fun than YouTube, dog. Like, I can say and do whatever I want to, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I done had strippers on there. We done had Eva Monroe from Ghetto Gaggers on there.
Jesus.
Man, we done had, models. Oh, it's crazy on there, man.
Mr. Shy City, you're on with our buddy Frank, who is the Germ Freak, and also Mike from Queens. Everybody give it up for Mr. Shy City.
Mr. Shy City, man.
Yes. So he's doing this live show, and I caught it the first time, like maybe a week or two ago. I mean, I know you've been doing it a while, but this is the first time that I saw it. You have a ton of people in there, and it's basically like a long form version of your videos that you do on YouTube. But sometimes you're getting what you call getting a flavor. You're eating something, and like it's like some little snack. Like you have like maybe a sandwich cookie. And like you're talking for like 30 minutes and you haven't finished one cookie. Like you're nibbling the fucking edge, peeling it off.
Hey man, you want to know the truth? And that's so crazy you even brought that up, dog. That's like those cookies emulate my life. They emulate my shows. I can't stay focused on one thing for long. I start a subject and then I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me tell you about this whole app.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get sidetracked and you want to do something that you just think of. You want to just go into that. But I gotta say, you're doing a great job with it, and you're holding on to your title of realest guy on the internet right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, that's all. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? But hey, it's definitely a lot of people, like, I started to notice, like, when nobody, well, first of all, I'm still small time, but when I was, like, super small time, people kind of left me alone. But lately, like, after I hit, like, 50,000 and, like, a couple, now, like, the hate is definitely coming out the woodworks on a brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are definitely trying to find out who I am, what's going on, trying to expose me and shit. It's crazy, man.
I think they're just jealous, man, because you're fucking skyrocketing, man.
Nah, man, I don't know what it is. All I know is I woke up, I was like 1,700 hate mails. I'm like, God damn.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, this is just you're just a guy that goes on, and you have models and strippers and snack foods and shit, and you do remixes of songs, and you tell stories from your life, and people get jealous. I mean, if you're going to send hate mail to a guy that's just having fun online and really entertaining people, you're jealous. That's what it is.
But, hey, man, that's all I do is just, I just have fun, man. That's all I do, and I just ignore, like, all the, like, the rules that YouTube's been trying to make me, like, change where I've been doing my videos lately, and, you know, I just ignore that shit, man. Just keep doing what I feel like doing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you said that you lost your voice a couple weeks back, and you just put on a mixtape, basically, a mixed clip of Blog TV moments.
Yeah, you know, I was just kind of telling people, like, look, you know, I know I ain't been here for a minute, so here, let me do this just to hold you over for a little bit.
Yeah.
My voice still isn't even 100 yet right now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I appreciate you doing this. I really do. The reason we have you calling in is because I'm a fan of pop culture, and I noticed that you got into some beef with Keri Hilson and stuff like that. But you are the self-proclaimed, and it shows truer and truer each time, the realest dude on the internet. And I wanted to go through some of the people that are in the spotlight. You know, I'm not really sure if they're for real, if they're putting up a front. And you are you're the judge, basically. I think that you're the most credible source, and I kind of want your opinion on some of these people. You ready to do that?
Oh, yeah, let's get it popping.
Okay, so the first one, Kim Kardashian. All right, let's think about Kim Kardashian a second. She had a sex tape a while back. She broke up with Ray J, and he got a reality show. She went with Reggie Bush. She broke up with him, got dumped, and there were rumors that she was trying to get with that scrawny white dude from that vampire movie. But, you know, is there anything that's real about Kim Kardashian?
I mean, real talk, dude. The only thing real about Kim Kardashian is that ass. Hey, look, you can say what you want about that chick. That ass is super real, you know?
It's true. It is probably one of the most shining examples of Astem that you could ever see.
Dude, let me tell you, and no disrespect to my black queens, you know what I'm saying? I love black women to death, but I'm telling you right now, dude, her body really makes black women look like they need to get it together, man. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. You can say whatever you want about her face, about all this. You know what I'm saying? That body in a bathing suit is all breast, no stomach, and this floppy, flappy, this, oh, man.
Yeah, it's unreal. I mean, granted, I've never seen pretty much anything like that. You know, I mean, because in the spotlight, you usually see these, like, Lindsay Lohan, skinny, you know, just rail thin. And this, she's really one of the first figures to cross all planes in the media that has that ass, that fucking gigantic round fucking fresh baked bread fucking ass.
No, hey, but you want to know the truth? I mean, a lot, see, you know what it is, because Kim kind of got famous first, and then it was like, oh, and she has an ass. Coco T, Ice T's wife, she's been a white chick with an ass for years.
On the list, Coco. I'm telling you right now, next on the list was Coco.
She,
absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Only thing wrong with Coco, man, her jawline is something out of a cartoon. Like, I don't even know dudes with a jaw. Like, her whole shit is square as fuck.
And Ice-T has fucking had her on lock for I don't even know how long.
All right, no, Ice-T ain't hitting that no more, though. He not hitting that, nah.
No, you think it's... they're still together, you know, in quotes, though, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a business. Like, I see no fool. Like, that's a bit. He not in that no more. Like, you can even tell, like, when they do interviews or when they, like, sit next to each other, there's no, it ain't none of that. That old dude, that's a young hippo ass. Like, that's a rhinoceros ass. Like, you really don't have to come through. Dog, you gotta be, and no disrespect to y'all, you know what I'm saying, but in my personal opinion, you gotta be a brother swinging some Amazon. Real shit.
It's fucking, it's unreal. And whenever you do see an interview with them, she always just happens to pop in from the gym or some shit. And it's never like, you never see her in fucking like, just like a sweatsuit. You know, she's always in like the bikini or whatever, just showing it off every single time. So you might be right. That might just be a fucking business transaction that's going on.
Exactly. Just like Jay-Z and Beyonce, man. It's all
fucking
business.
Next on the list, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Holy shit. Did I send this to you? I didn't send this to you.
Nah, dude, I'm just going off the top of my head. Damn, well, you know?
I mean, for real. I mean, are they just the fakest fucking couple in the world right now?
Yeah, they fake as hell. Dog, yo, real talk. You know what it is? It's like, you know, and that Chris Brown, he could have completely learned from Beyonce and Jay-Z's situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, Chris and Rihanna as a couple was a money making machine.
Yep.
They were the younger version of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But Chris, he allowed, you know, he got mad and it got crazy. Believe me when I say this, there have been at least 10 times where Jay-Z wanted to just punch Beyonce in the face. just get it over with. Cause you know she lives that diva shit, like, real. That's not no talk. Like, she stays diva 24/7. And like, niggas like Jay-Z, like, he can't handle that shit, but he knows that relationship on camera makes them money, and she knows it too. So they just pretend to like each other. They stay in separate hotels, dude, everywhere they go.
Well, I mean, yeah, they don't really bring it up, but it is in the public eye still, their relationship. I mean, I heard some shit that their bodyguards got in a fight with paparazzi in Croatia after, like, some kind of romantic dinner they were having. And that really made me think, like, I've never heard of, like Croatia as a black vacation destination. Like, who the fuck wants to go to Croatia? You go to, like, Saint-Tropez or something like that.
You know, well, because when you have so much money and you're bored and then, like...
you just throw a dart?
You just start getting creative. You just start saying, like, yo, let's go to Zimbabwe. You're like, what the fuck? So then next thing you know, you in the jungle and shit on some random shit. So I can definitely see some black people randomly going to Croatia.
But how about the balls on the paparazzi to fucking follow them out there? I mean,
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the paparazzi dudes, the rumor is he dropped the N-word, and as soon as he did that, the bodyguard went crazy and everything.
There you go.
But I mean,
every right to do it. I hope every fucking paparazzi gets their fucking noses broken.
I heard the dude got his ass kicked, man. Real talk.
Should be. Absolutely should be. Well, you didn't mention my next one on the list, and it's another kind of weird fucking couple situation. Now, you have Kanye West, and he's with some... I've never seen a woman like this.
Oh, Anna Rose, man. Anna Rose.
Beautiful body. What the fuck is with her head?
I mean, you know what it is, dude? I'll be real with you. I don't like chicks with, like, baldies like that, you know what I'm saying? But she kind of... like, it's the whole package thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, Anna Rose's head by itself would make you be like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But
is she white?
That body and her bow-leggedness and her and that pigeon-toed thing she has going on, plus she was a stripper, sister was a stripper. So, it, like, it all works out. And then it kind of makes you say, all right, her head ain't that bad.
The sum of all its parts are better than, you know, the bald head. Is she a white girl? What I can't understand.
She's definitely black, man. But real talk, the real issue is Kanye's not hitting that.
Again? Again? You see that? Everybody on The Superficial, on all these fucking celebrity blogs, they see all these fucking couples and shit. It's all fucking fake.
Yeah, it's fake. No, Kanye's not hitting that, dude. That relationship is strictly for camera. It don't even look right. She don't even... That chick just had an ex-girlfriend, like, months ago.
Ah, I see. So again, just for the cameras, that's it. He parades her out on a topless beach, and he gets an occasional picture with her, and everybody forgets 808 and Heartbreaks for a little bit.
Exactly.
They just forget that for a little bit. So far, does that make Kanye West real?
I mean, it makes him real desperate to seem heterosexual.
So, do you think he's gay? I mean, there's been rumors galore.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, 100%. I don't think there's anything about him that likes women like that. You know what I'm saying? I think what ends up happening is the women in his life, like, you know, in his relationship, they get tired of pretending and they just break up with the nigga. And that's really what happened. A lot of people don't know this, but people in Chicago know his last girl broke up with him because she was tired of pretending.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean...
Y'all don't know that. Chicago people, we've been knew that.
See? We need Mr. Chi City to bring it to the forefront. You know, that you can't go years wearing pink polos and breaking up with models and all this shit and not keep your image of being straight. So he's not for real, then. He's got a front up. He's full of shit. Maybe he makes a decent song or two, but he's trying to be something he isn't.
Well, if we're talking the music industry, like, I mean, we could do that all day. 99% of them ain't real. You know what I'm saying?
All right. What about Lil Wayne?
You know what, man? I'm going to say this. Lil Wayne, he's that type of dude. He just believes in what he believes, and you can't shake that dude. I mean, real motherfucker talk. One thing I can say about Lil Wayne is he does not believe in condoms. He hates condoms. He doesn't want anything to do with a condom. This dude had more kids in a 2-month period than, like, fucking, man, I can't even, than the fucking Octomom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. So he's just knocking up bitches left and right.
Ooh, I ain't never seen, you know what, man, if I had that much money, you couldn't touch my shoulders without me having a condom on.
One of my listeners is typing in there, they're going, Lil Wayne's Catholic? He's not using a condom.
He might as well be, man, like, yeah. He got the woman he's with, Nivea, pregnant. He got Lauren London pregnant, and he had this other. He just had a baby, dude. He just had a baby. This will be 3 kids in 1 year.
All I remember is that Gilly the Kid went at him saying that he kisses Birdman on the mouth and all that shit. But I mean, he continues to be having illegitimate children, so I mean, you can't really be gay and do that unless that's the ultimate public fucking display of falseness.
Yeah, Gilly. You know, hey, you know what's funny about that whole Gilly situation, man? Like, Gilly continued to go at Wayne, and Wayne just continued to ignore him and just kept making money and making millions of albums, like selling albums. You know what I'm saying? So like, I gotta give it to Wayne for that, because if it would have been me, I'd have just like ended Gilly's career. He didn't even waste his time, man. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Like, Gilly made 17 videos about you and you never responded.
Yeah. Seriously. And you know what? And it didn't get Gilly anywhere. It got him nothing.
And that's the crazy. And you know what, dog? Can I be real with you? Not yeah. to like change. So that's something I got to start learning about this whole internet game that I'm on. Like it's a lot of small time dudes that are always trying to get at me and shit, and I always bite and I go after them. And it's like I got to realize, like, just leave those dudes alone, man.
Yeah.
Let them just fuck them.
Like, I mean, the one I see a lot, like every now and then, I'll go on one of your videos and then someone types. Like, they really needed to type, yo, I unsubscribed. I just don't think he's funny, dude. Like, what the fuck are you trying to do? Who gives a shit whether you subscribed or not? Or you watch every one of his videos every fucking day? Like, does that really matter? Or are you just trying to get under somebody's skin or get noticed or some shit? But either way, fakery is what it is. Fakery.
Hey, you know what it is, man? And even speaking about that, it's because a lot of people, they want every video to be the refrigerator video, part two, part three, part four. And they don't understand, dude, that was a small aspect of, like, a whole life that I lived. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, every video, they hit the play button, hoping for refrigerator video type shit. I'm like, nigga, we're past that now.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Shasit, if I could interject here, I'd like to ask your opinion of a female, Miss Wendy Williams, a talk show host turned TV show host, admittedly wears wigs, has bug eyes because of a disease, calls all celebrities out. Would you fuck her, Mr. Shy City?
Nah, man. First of all, everyone has to be real. There's not one person. The first time I saw her, I thought it was like a RuPaul situation. Like, I thought it was a dude. I mean, you can't, like, even, I think even she's admitted that she knows that she kind of resembles a man. I mean, the chick is 6'7", like, her shoulders look like she could be a power forward, you know what I'm saying? So, when you first see her, she looks like she could have been a cast member of Ants.
I'm telling you, you know, Michael Jordan just didn't like how he left with the Wizards. He just wanted to get back in the spotlight, so he has to dress up
man.
Like a woman.
Yeah, on some Joanna Man type shit, man, like... Whoa, yeah, Shorty is really, she takes unattractive to a whole new level, but what's so crazy is she's so ugly and so, like, obnoxious. It's like, I don't even know how she got a TV show.
I don't either. Maybe it's just they needed to fill a spot with the ugliest possible human that could ever walk the fucking earth.
Man, and then, you know, I tried to show love. You know, I'm a supportive dude. I'm like, well, I'll watch it. But the show's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
It's every other show that has ever been done. It's just that she's really ugly, and she tries to play it off like she's cutesy or whatever, you know, be all bubbly and shit, you know. But
I enjoy the show.
What do you watch? You really watch that?
I enjoy it.
Do you TiVo it?
Once in a while.
You know, see... The one thing you need to know about Frank, Mr. Shasity, is that he doesn't really absorb much pop culture. And so for him to even pick this out of the fucking the barrel of fish that we have of TV shows is just another testament to his lack of knowledge of anything good in popular media. I have another one I need to know about. I need to know this. Are we all being duped here by Michelle Obama and everybody who's trying to claim like she's this beautiful woman? Every time I see a picture of her, she's mean mugging people. She's got a scowl. Yeah, she's got no sleeves, so that's sexy. But she's got fucking guns. She is ripped.
Are you asking if she's attractive? I mean, damn, how can I explain it? Like,
is it the power that's attractive? Because
yeah, like, I'm okay, let's be real here. First of all, you know what I'm saying, I ain't trying to disrespect, but she's not, like, the type of person, like, when you saw her, you were like, damn, she fine as hell. I mean, like, you know, I know that, you know that, but, I mean, yo, like, this chick is, like, the first lady. Like, if you put all the bullshit to the side, if she came onto your show right now and did a live show and asked you to come back to her room, you and I both know that you probably
without a doubt. Without a doubt. But I'm never gonna I'm never gonna print a picture out, hang it on my wall, and coat it with something. You know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna use idle time in my brain to get something to happen with her. If I'm having an unenthusiastic session, she's never gonna be my material.
Yeah,
ever.
I feel you on that.
But you listen to like the news or read a Time magazine, you would think she's like the most gorgeous woman ever. The way that they speak about her, but she, to me, I'm afraid of her. I honestly think she might be able to kick a lot of dudes' asses. I'm not even fucking kidding.
Oh no, she's not a weak chick at all, yo. Like, she'll definitely get at you.
Yeah.
She'll definitely get at you. Matter of fact, I know she's gangster, because when after Barack won and they was walking down the street to the White House to do the inauguration, he kept trying to jump in the car and she was out in the cold, like, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, God damn.
That's true. Yeah, just walking down the road. Freezing.
It's 2 degrees outside. He was trying to get in and out the car. Yo, a lot of times she was just walking by herself. I'm like, yo, that's a gangster ass chick.
And he's been through Chicago winters, and he's still trying to get in the car. Like, she's out there getting frostbite, not giving a fuck. I gotta ask you: you are doing the live shows now. You're doing videos, and I guess you could call some of these people your competition, I guess, but not really. Because they don't put themselves out there in their real form. A lot of them just do their movies, they get caught by paparazzi. But one particular person that in recent months has just lost their fucking mind, Stephon Marbury. What the fuck is going on with Starberry?
You know what, man? This is what it is with that dude. Imagine you were literally, since third grade, the number one man on every single team you ever played on.
Mm-hmm.
Like third grade, fourth grade, high school, college, you were the man. You go into the NBA, you came in there, rookie of the year, and then every year after that, you were the dude who scored 36 points a game, and then all of a sudden, you're a bench warmer who had one opportunity to save the Celtics, and you passed the ball to somebody else. Like, these dudes, like, you think, like, they're all about their ego. That crushed that dude. This dude, ever since then, he's going crazy. The New York Knicks paid him $36 million to go away. They said, dude, we're not even going to trade your monkey ass. Here, take the fucking money. Please don't come back. So I've never had a job say, listen, we're going to give you $1 million. Just don't show up. Just don't show up. Yeah. That brother got paid more money than people were making 10 lifetimes to not play basketball.
It's true. And now what he does is he does his live streaming where he just basically talks and then starts singing out of nowhere. And he recently took a crackhead that he met at his barbershop to a really nice place for dinner and streamed the entire dinner, blasting music while waiters are just fucking staring in disbelief. He's out of his fucking mind. He literally thinks the world is his own fucking stage.
Yeah, he's crazy. But you can tell something's wrong with him. He's lost a lot of weight. His voice doesn't even sound the same. I watched this dude swallow Vaseline live on Ustream. I watched this dude create a dance and a song called I'ma Do Me, and all you do is you take your shirt off and you stand in front of your computer screen and you just dance back and forth and keep yelling out, I'ma do me, I'ma do me.
Jesus Christ, he's out of his fucking mind, and I would never have thought that of all the crazy athletes, Stephon Marbury, I would never have picked him. Because it just happened, and it's there on the internet. I'm at work. I'm in my fucking office watching Starberry just fucking lose his mind. He's like, hold on, talk to my cousin for a second. He just fucking leaves for 3 hours, and his cousin's dancing in the bedroom. Like,
dude, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. That dude is, and the crazy thing is you would think $36 million would make you uncrazy.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. That dude is weird as hell. It's weird.
So you don't think any of that's fake? This is all 100% real?
No, he's definitely crazy. Like, it's definitely... And wait, now, does he... Can somebody tell me, is he still on an NBA team? Or...
I don't think he is. I think he's essentially jobless. I mean, if his career is basketball, I think he's unemployed.
I'll just be real to everybody. Like, real talk, if I had $36 million, the last place I'd be... Honestly, you probably would never see me on YouTube again. I'd be in Taiwan having sex with oh my God.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, I think he kind of thinks himself to be some kind of just major businessman because he started just reading names of businesses and saying, yeah, that's our new sponsor now. We're going to get them on here. Yeah, Colgate. What, like, what's going on, Colgate? Aveeno, Bats, like, just random brands. And pretending like this is a TV show. Like, he's saying that, yeah, this is going to get picked up. We're going to get all these, like, and he's just yammering on, like I'm doing right now. I'm yammering into a fucking microphone, talking to people on the internet, and he really thinks that this is some kind of fucking cable network that he's on. I think he's fucking out of his mind. I don't know what he's doing to himself, but he's completely out of his fucking gourd.
I mean, he has one of the more popular live stream shows on the internet, man. Like, you gotta give him that.
Yeah, I mean, well, you think about it, there are people that fake the crazy, like that Mr. Pregnant on fucking YouTube. The guy puts fucking fake teeth in his fucking mouth and does some stupid fucking voice. And for some reason he has subscribers, whereas Starberry's just fucking completely, legitimately insane.
Oh, I might. Who's the other? I never heard of the other dude. I'm gonna have to look him up. What does he do?
He's like a potbelly guy with like braids, and he puts on those artificial teeth, like the, you know, like the hick teeth where like they're all crooked. He puts them in his mouth and he sings a song or he does some kind of weird oh-goo-goo-goo-boo voice or whatever. And that's it. Mr. Pregnant is his name on YouTube. He's just out of his fucking mind and it's completely uninteresting. But so last time we had you on, you said you weren't really sure if you were going to continue making videos in 2010. Now, was this because you were anticipating doing something live, or is that a sentiment that, you know, maybe you could step away from at this point?
I mean, I just feel like, you know, at the point that I'm at right now, like, you know, it's just getting to that time, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, I can't, what more can I possibly show you, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If I'm not showing you anything about my life or what I'm doing, now I've just become everybody else on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I came, I did my thing, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully enough people got to see me, where like motivated them, even if you hate my guts or, oh, he's black or whatever, at least it motivated you to say, damn, let me just live a better lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, this dude kind of does have a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, after this, I feel like, you know, it's really no point. I feel like I would have outlived my little YouTube-ness. You know what I'm saying? So,
so you still think that 2010, it's it. You're gone.
Yeah, I mean, what more could I possibly do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to somebody this other day, because this real, like, young dude, he was like, ah, come on, man, you know, we watch you, you're like a family member, all that. Maybe, like, once every 6, 8, 9 months, just to update, like, I'm still alive, but, like, posting videos on the regular, nah, hell nah, I ain't gonna be on that right now. Man.
All right. Well, you know, definitely go to blogtv.com/people. / Mr. Shy City. Is it 3 on Blog TV or 33 or just Mr. Shy?
No, it's just regular Mr. Shy City.
Yeah, so blogtv.com/people/ Mr. Shy City.
And maybe a shout out for the old DJ New Style show.
Oh, yeah, I got you. 100. You ain't got to even worry about it. I got you right when the show starts.
Yeah, let me know when, on Twitter when you do your next show. I'm there. Absolutely.
Hey, look, I'll put you, matter of fact, though, if you come in, you know, I'll hit you with the perma ops. That way you can always be in the main room. You don't have to be in the waiting room.
Glad to do it.
Ho, ho!
Glad to do it. And I noticed that.
You are in the loop.
I've never used Blog TV, but occasionally you take, like, callers, I guess. They're the co-host option, is that what that is?
Oh, yeah. Well, the co-host thing is, like, because we got, you know.
Bronx.
I'm just saying, in my opinion, so for, I don't want anybody getting mad, but in my opinion, I feel like I got, you know, some of the more attractive women off Blog TV, you know,
yes,
on there. You know what I'm saying? So what we'll do is, lately we've been letting the girls come on and co-host for a little bit, and they've all, I mean, man, my dude, wow, I can't even talk about it, boy. we got two girls from Canada. One was super chested. We had the fine ass white girl. We had this one chick from who was Italian, black, and Romanian.
What?
Yeah, she was from Guam. This girl's from an island, like, off of the Florida coast or some shit.
That's, man, like, that's like a fucking worldwide family tree.
Man, it's off the chain, man. I'm telling you, that Blog TV is really, to me right now, like, YouTube is really boring me right now. So
yeah.
Now I have to, like, create my own excitement. And that's what I'm going to do with my next video, the YouTube Exposed video. Really put you guys on. It's a lot of shit that goes on behind the scenes that you guys have no clue about.
Do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Do it. And I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah, it's all day, man. So I'm definitely going to do that because I need something to jumpstart me, man. Because it's like every time I post a video, it's like, ah, okay, great. You know what I'm saying? But this video, I'm amped about it, man, because I'm telling you, so much fake stuff going on, dog, that y'all just don't know about. Yes. And it's all behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Like, not to put it out there, but, dude, a couple months ago, YouTube was fucking the money up. And, you know, I was just kind of like, okay, whatever, because technically they don't have to pay me if they don't want to. And you should have seen these people, like, who, like, the most major people is a private forum that all the partners go to talk and chat. They were just, I'm not posting anything until YouTube gets their shit straight. I'm just like, God damn, I thought you were doing this for the fun. I didn't know this was, like, a corporation business type shit.
Jesus.
It's all business now, man. It's not a lot of real people left.
And you're gonna expose them.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, my original, at first, I was going to really be on some hardcore shit, like, put niggas' names out there and shit, but I feel like where I'm at now, I don't even have to do that. I'm just going to put the info out there and let people know. Now, I'll drop hints. I mean, I'll be real as hell. This girl that does makeup, she's one of the more major chicks on YouTube that sits in front of the camera and says stuff like, okay, today we're going to do a Summer Miss blend. That's bullshit.
Oh, shit.
Man, so check Shorty. So this chick flies me out to where she lives at. I get to her crib. Her crib is like on some like high-tech contemporary. So I'm like, yo, where do you do your videos at? She's like, oh, I use my friend's crib because it has more of an American-style feel and it makes me seem younger. I'm like, what? And then she was like, I was like, wait a minute. Then she gonna tell me Mac and Revlon and all the people that she talks about in the video, they pay her and give her a script on what to say and shit. I'm like, what? Yo, that's crazy. And everyone Jesus. Thinks that this chick is like just some young girl with a camera talking about makeup.
I can't wait for the exposure. I can't wait to see everything fucking crumble down at the hands of the realest dude on the internet, Mr. Shy City.
Mr. Shy City, man.
And that's on blogtv.com/people/Mr. Shy City. C-H-I-C-I-T-Y. When's the next broadcast, buddy?
My voice has been kind of killing me lately. I was going to skip Thursday, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and hit Thursday up. We got one popping Thursday. So, look, just come in. Or, as a matter of fact, even after the show, whatever, hit me with an email. Let me just come in early because once I hit you with the perma ops, you could come in and out of that room whenever you want to, and you'll always get to be in the main room.
All right. I'll be there.
That's what it is, man. Y'all know. Holla at me.
Thank you, Mr. Shy
Thank
City,
you,
man. And yeah, yo, if you were to give us props, man, that would be the greatest thing because we're big fans of yours.
All right, man, I'll let
you. All right, thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
All right, y'all.
Thank you. That's Mr. Shy City, blogtv.com/people/Mr. Shy City. And he's also on YouTube. That's Mr. Shy City 3. And on Twitter, Mr. Shy City 33. And what, Frank? I think that was a good fucking interview. I really think it was. I had a fun time. What do you think?
I think it was the shit.